Printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Morrilton 14-5. Here at the brand new Devil Dog Arena. This is the very first year for Morrilton to be using this facility. Very nice place. It's actually also going to be the site of the Class 1A state tournament. Wonderview is going to be the designated host for that. They're going to have the games here. Benton throws over to Peters on the right side. Back up top to Benton. They try to throw it to Deechee. Pass was well over his head. And Jones comes up with the steal. Back comes Morrilton. He'll throw it to Bell. Bell will give it to Wright in the left corner. His three-pointer, good. Xavier Wright with his first 3 points of the night. 14-8, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 7.5 minutes left of the first half. Benton gives it to Peters, who gets it into the front court to Bashirs. Now to Benton. Benton's going to dribble between the circles and set up the offense. Over to Bashirs on the left wing. Finds Waymire on the low block for another layup. Off the glass and in. David Waymire with 8 points. 16-8, Mountain Home leads it with 7-11 left in the half. Bell has it up to the top, throws it over on the left side to Washington. He'll take the screen from Jones and pull up at the free throw line. Now gives it to Jones in the left wing. His three-pointer does not go, and the rebound's controlled by Waymire for Mountain Home. Benton will bring it into the front court. Morrilton once again in a man-to-man. Benton throws it over in the right corner to Peters, back over to Benton, now to Deechee, his three-pointer, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Waymire, throws out to Benton, now kicks out to Peters in the right corner, thought about the three, now he's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Colton Peters with his first 2 points of the night. A double-digit lead once again for the Bombers. 18-8 is our score. 6:23 left in the half. Here is Washington with the ball on the right wing. Throws it up top to Wright. And he's going to dribble towards the lane. He's going to be fouled. I think they're going to call that on the floor. They are. That is on Hunter Bashirs, his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Bombers. Baylor Cresselius checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Garrett Deechee. And for Morrilton, Donald Jones is going to take a seat. He's replaced by Jordan Walls, a 6-foot senior. Cresselius, a 6'2 junior. Inbound pass that goes up top to Washington from the baseline. Over on the left side to Wright. He'll give it to Bell, who's going to set the offense. Bell dribbles between the circles over on the right side of Washington. Takes the screen, dribbles up to the top, gives it on the right side to Walls. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Kane. And now he has the ball stolen from him. His pass is stolen by Mountain Home. Here is Bashirs with the ball in the front court. Has it on the right side. Now gives it up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. 5:40 left in the half. Ball goes back up top to Peters, over to Bashirs on the right side. Once again to Peters up top, over to Benton on the left wing. Cross court to Bashirs. High pass, but he's able to control it. Now gives it to Cresselius near the elbow. Over to Peters on the right side. Thought about three. Now is going to dribble towards the free throw line. Going into the lane for the left-handed layup. Good. Colton Peters now with 4 points. 20-8. Mountain Home on top. 5:16 left of the half. Bell with the ball up top, throws over on the left side to Washington. Now he takes the screen from Kane. Now dribbles towards the lane, gives it to Kane on the low block. He's going to try for the layup, off the glass, no good. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Benton into the front court for the Bombers, being double teamed, trying to get out of it, and now he's going to be fouled. That is going to be Jansen Bell picking up his first personal foul, team foul number 1. Against Morrilton here in the first half. 4:51 left of the second quarter. It looks like Kane's taking a seat as he's replaced by Terry Franklin, who checks in for the first time tonight. A 6-foot junior, Franklin is. Benton takes the inbound pass from Bashirs. and sets up the offense. Benton has it between the circles, now drills toward the right side. Throws it up top to Cresilius. Now gives it to Bashir's on the left. Thought about three, now dribbles toward the free throw line. Gives it up top to Benton. Over to Peters on the right side. To Bashir's in the corner. Peters, he's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the wing. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Wright. And back comes Morrilton. He'll give it to Washington, who brings it into the front court. Pulls up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good, and the rebound controlled by Cresilius. Has the ball knocked away from him, but Waymire's able to keep possession for the Bombers. Benton into the front court, throws to Peters in the right corner, now dribbles out to the wing. A little over 4 minutes left of the half. Ball goes up top to Cresilius. Back over to Peters on the right side. Now up top to Bashir's. Back over to Peters. Now to Cresilius in the corner. Cresilius takes the screen, drills out to the wing, throws it up top to Benton. 12-point lead for Mountain Home. Benton finds Bashir's on the left wing. Back to Benton. Cross court to, tries to get go cross court to Cresilius. Ball was knocked away, stolen by Bell. He's back quickly the other way, going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Jansen Bell with his first 2 points of the night, and Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:27 left to play in the half. It is Mountain Home on top, 20-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back at Devil Dog Arena here on the campus of Morrilton High School. 3:27 left of the first half of this boys game as Mountain Home leads Morrilton 20-10. Morrilton was able to cut into the lead right before that timeout with a layup by Jansen Bell after he got the steal. Here's Peters into the front court, throws it to Bashir's on the right side, back up top to Peters. Mountain Home, by the way, has had a couple subs check in during the timeout. Gary Deechee and Luke Dill checks in for the first time tonight. Pass to Deechee is knocked away, stolen by Walls. He's back the other way. Going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Waymire gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He throws to Peters, who gets it into the front court. He's going to go into the lane for another layup. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Franklin for the Devil Dogs. Less than 3 minutes left of the half. It's a 10-point lead for Mountain Home. Ball goes to Bell up at the top, over to Washington on the right side now. Finds a right cutting into the lane for the layup. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Their officials going to say, last touch by Mountain Home. Wow. And it's going to be Morrilton basketball with 2:40 left to the half as they trail Mountain Home by 10. 20-10 is our score. Inbound pass goes up top to Washington. Now throws over to Wright on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Hunter Bashir's for the Bombers. Bashir's across the timeline. Throws it to Dibble. Back over to Bashir's. Now to Peters. Finds Waymire in the paint for the layup. Rolls around. Does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Morrilton. Washington quickly into the front court. Has it between the circles. Throws it over on the left side to Walls. Now he's going to give it to Wright. He takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Hunter Bashir's. 2 minutes left to play in the half. Mountain Home with the ball leading by 10. Ball goes up top to Peters. Peters drills to the left side. Finds Deechee on a low block. He's going to turn around for the jumper. Good. Garrett Deechee now with 4 points. 22-12. Mountain Home leading it. 1:44 left in the half. And now, quickly, Jansen Bell going back the other way, pulling up for the jumper in the lane, good. And it's, once again, a 10-point margin. 1:35 left in the half, 22-12, Mountain Home leading it. Peters dribbles to the right wing, finds Dibble near the corner, goes cross-court to Deechee, now to Bashir's. He's going to pull up on the left side for the three-pointer, no good. The rebound is knocked around and chased down by Dibble. He throws it up top to Peters. He's going to find Deechee in the lane for the reverse layup, good. Garrett Deechee now with 6 points, 24-12, Mountain Home has the 12-point lead. Back the other way, going up for the three-pointer is Walls. No good. He chases down his rebound. Can't get the layup to go. And this time, Mount Salem gets the rebound, but they were a little too close to the baseline. That was Hunter Bashir's dribbles off the line there, and it will be a turnover against Mountain Home. Lamar Walker checks into the to the game for the first time tonight, replacing Xavier Wright. Walker, a 5'10 junior. Inbound pass goes up top to Washington. Less than a minute left to play in this half. Now over on the left side to Bell. Mount Home once again in a 2-3 zone. Now Walker has it on the wing. Throws up top to Washington. Back over to Walker. Up top now to Walls. Over on the right side to Bell. Down in the corner it goes to Franklin. Franklin dribbles out to the wing. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Waymire. They almost bounced in. And now Mount Home has it in the front court. They're going to hold for the last shot of the half. So 12-point lead for the Bombers right now. Peters trying to avoid, get some distance between him and his man to avoid a 5-second count. Goes to the left wing. 14 seconds now. Gives it to Bashir's. Bashir's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Good. Hunter Bashir's with his first 2 points of the night. 5 seconds left as Walton tried to get one last shot before the buzzer. Here is Bell going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good, and we've reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Morrilton 26-12. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1990.